sit there and try to think that you're just going to think of the answer. Because you're probably not. You need to reach out and start doing the hard work of learning, studying, you know, talking with the people that are doing it, going to the events of people where people are hosting what you want to do. Get out of your comfort zone. Because then that's really going to get you to be able to do it. There is one thing that people say. They say, when you're thinking about doing something else in your life, get really quiet.
Welcome to Beyond Busy, the podcast where we redefine success and explore what exists beyond the hustle. I'm your host, Marissa Hohaya, CEO and founder of Breakup with Busy. I'm a former top executive recruiter turned multi-certified coach and energy healer, and I'm on a mission to help high-achieving women rediscover who they are beyond their achievements, resumes, and to-do lists to manifest a meaningful, soulful life from flow, not force. Join me each week in conversation with dynamic guests as we dive into what lies beyond busy. Through the lens of psychology, spirituality, and energetics, we uncover insights on manifesting a fulfilling and wildly abundant life. If you're seeking balance, impact, and connection, this podcast is for you. It's time to free yourself from doubt, fear, and the pursuit of hustle, and step into who you came here to be. Tune in to Beyond Busy and let's embark on this journey together. On today's episode, we have Lindsay Kate, a mompreneur, HGTV realtor, real estate investor, founder of the Lindsay Kate Collection, inspired jewelry that gives back, and the global director of New Skin Health and Beauty. I met Lindsay at the Powerhouse Women Expanders event, and we clicked on a lot of our story, and she's got a lot of valuable insights to share with all of you here today. Let's welcome Lindsay to the show.
So excited to have you here. Thank you for being with us today. We can't wait to hear about your story and all of your awesome advice and takeaways. So before we dive in, just tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell the listeners who you are and a little bit about what you do.
A little bit about me. So I am a single mom of two amazing children. I have a daughter, Eliana, that is 14, and my son, Isaac, is 7. I am a single mom. I kind of have to go way back because I feel like a lot of who I am today spawns from my childhood, but not as like a negative thing. I'm a twin. So, and as a twin, and I don't even think that you knew that.
No, I didn't. I'm going to learn a lot of things today, I think.
I'm a fraternal twin. So me and my twin sister, we didn't look alike. Growing up, I was the tomboy. I matured way later than her. She was the pretty one, the tall one, the blonder one, you know, all of the things. And so I really kind of learned growing up that it was okay not to be, you know, the desired person or not to be the one that everybody wanted to be friends with. So I really, from an early childhood, I was always compared, always, always, always compared to my twin sister, who's stronger, who's faster, who's smarter, who's, you know, all of those things. And I really, really didn't care to be compared anymore. So along my journey all through high school and everything, I realized that I knew how I felt growing up being compared and how I didn't like feeling that I wasn't accepted and all of that. So I started to just not care about what other people would say. And I was hoping, I was friends with everybody, but I was more so, I didn't care what they looked like, what they did, if they were athletic, if they were whatever. I cared if they were nice, if they had a good personality, if, you know, how we could reflect each other's life. So growing up, that was kind of me. I was in sports. I went to college. I did the whole thing. I was always trying to be good at whatever I was doing just because I still had that like negative thing in my head that I wasn't good enough. But
yes,
it was a positive attitude, right? So along that journey after college, I actually went to Los Angeles and I got into acting and did that. Anything I ever tried to do or wanted to do, I kind of went all in, always had 2-3 jobs at the same time, right? Which a lot of us entrepreneurs do. And I accidentally ended up having my daughter out there. I never planned to have kids, never wanted to be a mom. It like wasn't my thing. I wasn't a babysitter growing up. I truly felt like I had that entrepreneur kind of lifestyle my whole life because I was always just go, 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 going, doing so many things. And after I had her, I went into like a deep depression because here I am living in Los Angeles with this new baby who I knew nothing about babies. I'd never babysat a baby. Living in LA by myself, barely could afford my rent because it's so expensive out there. And then decided I needed to move back to Wisconsin. So I moved back with this new baby by myself back to my parents' house. which when you're 27, you're thinking,
yeah, no, thank you.
Oh my God, I've failed in life, you know? So here I am, and I went into postpartum for, I think it was a solid 2 years, you know? But when I moved back, I had a little bit of smartness to think, okay, I have a little bit of money that I earned in LA. I no longer have a $4,000 rent to pay. I'm living at home. Like, what can I do, right? So I decided, I think I'm going to buy a duplex, put that little bit down. I figure I could use their mortgage or their rent to pay my mortgage, and then I could just kind of figure it out. So that's kind of what I did. Like, I bought that, and I was living paycheck to paycheck, and I got really a great opportunity from the realtor that sold me my house. He liked how enthusiastic I was and just that I was going, and I have lots of energy, which, you know, I think I'm pretty positive. But so he had offered me a part-time position as his assistant until I kind of figured out what I needed to do. So my first year in real estate, and if I didn't say this, I actually owned a real estate company. I just sold it last year. I've been in real estate for 14 years. I was making $13,000 a year. That was it, the whole year, living paycheck to paycheck. And I didn't have the mindset then, because here I was still deeply depressed. And I was at a point where I thought I had gone to college. I had these amazing experiences in Los Angeles and Chicago and all that. Now here I am back in my hometown at my parents' house with a child. And I felt like I had super failed. So I was just going through the motions as far as I know I can go to work and do this. I can do this. But I had the wrong mindset of that I could still do something really amazing. So for 2 years, I did that assisting, making barely any money, paycheck to paycheck. I refused to borrow money from my parents. And all of a sudden, it was like something just clicked. And I was like, what are you doing? And it probably was helpful that other agents were like, why don't you sell on your own? You're doing all the systems. You're doing all the things. Like, what is holding you back? And in my mind, I'm a single mom of a baby. Who wants me to work for them, or who wants to even be with me? Who wants to, you know, you have all these negative thoughts that you just keep thinking, and that's what keeps happening. And then you realize that when you start thinking of the positive things, manifesting all that, those things start happening, right? We talk about this all the time. I read so many books.
Yeah. I mean, the stories that we tell ourselves become our reality, whether we like it or not, right? Yes. So absolutely. That is huge.
It's so big. So after that, finally, like, kicked myself in the butt and just said, I'm doing it. And every day I'd get up and be like, I'm going to be the best realtor in Wisconsin. Like, this is who I am. And every day I would tell myself over and over and over, I got this. I can do this. I'm doing this. I'm this. And the positive affirmations I was giving myself, yes. You know, I went from being an assistant, working paycheck to paycheck for 2 years. And then within a couple years, you know, making over $1 million. Like, it was insane, but it was because of that mindset shift as, you know, being able to, instead of I can't do it, to I'm doing it. Single mom, yes, here I am, but I am doing this. And since then, I, you know, after a couple of years, then got offered partnership in a company. I helped run a very successful real estate company here in Wisconsin. Then got asked to be on HGTV House Hunters, which was so much
incredible.
Fun.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Could talk all day just about that.
Oh, it was a blast. Actually, when I was filming in Wisconsin, the producer, he just loved, we matched energies, right? You know when you match an energy with somebody, yes, and you, yes, just, magic happens. So jokingly, the last day of filming in Wisconsin here, he's like, so do you have any other clients that you might, you know, might be coming up? And maybe we could do another episode. And I was like, not really. I mean, this was, you know, just last year where the market, it's not great everywhere, right? And I said, but jokingly, but I'm getting a house in Naples if you want me to be the buyer. Ha, ha, ha. You know? And he's like, that's a great idea. So they ended up filming me as a buyer, which is a lot of my story because, you know, I had gone from nothing to then being able to purchase a second home for my family. I'm very, very close to my family. I love my nieces and nephews, even though I never wanted kids. Now I'm like a kid magnet. I love them. I want all babies. Not anymore my own. But. And yeah, and through that same journey, you know, I was married and divorced. I was in a verbally abusive relationship. We get along great now. Nothing bad to him. We didn't work well being married to each other. You know, once I had found myself, and my mindset was there, I realized I didn't need to settle for the things in my life that didn't match my energy, that didn't make me a better person. So,
amen.
Got divorced, was, you know, it was so hard. No divorces are easy. I don't care who you are. Nobody has a good divorce. It's just facts.
Correct.
And it just takes turning, you know, to get to a point where you can co-parent and get along and do the things that you need to do. You know, and on that journey, I had joined a company called New Skin, which is a network marketing company, very large health and beauty company. And I had joined that actually when I started kind of going through my divorce because I needed something. And not that I didn't love real estate, I did. But real estate really drained me after 10 years of being. I was given out and I didn't feel like I was receiving. And I didn't realize that I was doing it for so long that it was eating me alive. And I got offered this opportunity to, went through a post on social media, which is so crazy to think about, white and brown teeth. I like white teeth. So I just liked your post. And she reached out to me and she's like, would you mind sharing a post for me or like, you know, reviewing my product? And I said, absolutely. And she's like, oh my God, girl, thank you so much. I sold a bunch of product. And I said, well, how do you do that? Because she was so nice. And I was like, at the time, I knew a lot of people that needed extra money. To be honest, I wasn't looking at it for myself. Because I'm always trying to help people and connect people to like what might help them. And she's like, oh, it's free to do. You can sign up and anybody can do it. You don't have to have a degree. And like, I'm like, so, and like literally a person that's never had a job do it. And they're like, yeah, and I'm like, I know 10 to 20 to 15 people that really need extra money over Christmas that I could share this opportunity. And it just kind of like went off. And I realized that God had actually placed that in my life. I'm very into my faith. Mm-hmm. And I realized that God was saying, okay, Lindsay, you've had enough lessons. We're going to give you some opportunities now to where you can really grow into who you're supposed to be. So I joined the company, and now I have a very large team with over 20,000 people in our training page on social media. It's global. I get to speak to women every single day, and I didn't realize how much I needed the, not even just me to them, I needed their goodness. I needed their positive affirmations to me and, you know, the back and forth of just the positive things and the really good culture. And, you know, to really wash away the negativity that I was getting in real estate and with my divorce, I needed something else that was going to help rebuild who I was and who I was supposed to be. And that's what Nu Skin had done for me. So I've been with Nu Skin for 5 years, lots of ups and downs through the COVID, through all of the things. I don't know if we're supposed to say that word. But let's see, three years ago, I was in a car accident. This was right after my divorce. I started dating a guy and he was driving. We got in a massive car accident. And at the time, I didn't know that I had completely ruptured my C6, C7 disc in my neck. I don't know if you can see that scar right there. Completely ruptured it. Didn't know, though, because here's me, almost turning 40, thinking, I'm just in a lot of pain. My neck hurts. My back hurts. I can barely sit, but I'm getting old, you know? So for 2 years after that car accident, I was just in a lot of pain, didn't realize it until a year ago. I was flying back from San Diego. I was visiting one of my best girlfriends from LA that had moved down there. And completely lost all function of my right arm and my three middle fingers. Completely numb, nerve pain. I was laying on the plane bawling, crying. And I am not a crier. I am single mom entrepreneur.
Yes. We are strong, tough women.
Right? We don't cry. But yeah, and I cry a lot now, which is actually great. Yeah. And it's very soothing and it's okay. Right?
Healthy. Very healthy.
Very healthy. And so I had gone in then for emergency surgery and they had found out that for those years I had just been living in pain. But because I'm healthy and I do take care of myself, my body wasn't accepting it yet. And then at that point, there was no return. So I had to have an emergency surgery where they put a new disc in my neck. To go from working, you know, my Nu Skin business to my, you know, traveling a lot. I've got 2 kids, single mother. You know, I've got my real estate business. Go, 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 go. Never stop. My schedule, when you look at my phone, is pinned in with appointments all day long. You need to lay on the floor for 6 months and not do anything. Was a
shocking.
To me. I had felt like, can I make it to you? I had felt like I was back to when I had my daughter 13 years prior to where I felt helpless. I didn't know what to do. You know, I felt, and I knew that it wasn't the end of the world, but I, at the time, I didn't know, am I ever going to be able to walk again? Am I ever going to be able to stand again? I couldn't drive my kids to school. My parents had to be able to live with
me. Oh, my goodness.
You know, and here I am laying on the floor in this neck brace. I have lots of that on my social media, and because I shared it, because I was like, this, I need to share this, even though I look like, who? Bawling, crying, laying on the floor. Like, there's got to be other people.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that I did, because I had people reaching out to me that had similar experiences, and God bless social media. I really do thank it for a lot of my business and who I am and giving me confidence, just sharing stories with each other, being able to relate, knowing that everything's going to actually be okay. And so I started getting these, again, positive, you know, affirmations and positive feedback from people. And I'm like, Well, it's not over. I have two amazing children. I've got great businesses. They're not like they're gone. I'm just going to step back a little bit. You know, my body's telling me by laying on the floor and you don't have an arm to use, it's time. Sorry, you don't get to deter this one. Again, God stepping in and saying, "Feed Lindsay for another one of those big, exciting moments."
Oh, gotta love divine timing, right?
Yeah. So then I was laying on the floor. My girlfriend, who had designed jewelry for me for 20 years, she is one of my best girlfriends. I love her. She's actually the mom of one of my high school friends. She like messages me and I'm laying on the floor, you know, holding up my left arm, trying to function because I'm not a lefty. She's like, "How are you?" I'm like, you know, I just don't know. I'm just kind of like going through the motions, like waiting for surgery. And I jokingly said to her, "Well, I can't do real estate or my new skin business." I said, "What if I started that jewelry collection that I always thought about?" You know, jokingly. And she's like, "Yeah, that's a great idea. I've been waiting for you to say something to me." And I'm like, "Really?" So I'm like, "All right, I'm doing it. Laying on the floor, whether or not I can design jewelry and send her my, you know, tell her everything that I'm looking for." And I had so much in my CADs of things from travel, from pieces that inspired me from all over the world, from travels, from experiences, all that kind of stuff. And I knew at that point in my life, because I had this like greater feeling of, I was at a point in my life where I could afford to have surgery, even though a lot of my insurance didn't want to pay for it. And I could afford to still live life. And I could afford, other than that, I was healthy. My children were healthy and I had an amazing family. I truly wanted to be able to create something that I could give back to people that really needed something. And I thought, oh my gosh, what if I created this jewelry line with a large amount, you know, amount of the proceeds going to a foundation in need? That would like really, really make me feel good. You know, not in it for the making the money, but something that I'm passionate about that I can do, that I know women and men, you know, you put on a pretty piece of jewelry and you're like, "I feel good," you know?
Yeah. Uplifting. Changes your whole day.
Absolutely. So I created the line and it launched 6 months later and it really took off in a super positive way. So I have it right now where a large portion of it will go to Peaceful Purpose, which is a local charity here in the area, and then Nourish the Children Foundation, which is a global for children around the world. So those are my two big charities right now that purchase anything from my jewelry line that a large portion of that does go to. So it just makes me feel so good.
Yeah.
And then over that time. But yeah, so I mean, I've had a lot of crazy things in my life. I mean, so many things that we'd have to have like 5 more hours of talking.
Yeah. No, but I love this. And one of the things that I really enjoy that you touched upon is this idea of needing to learn your spiritual lessons before you can kind of open that portal to the next phase. And I think in the conversation of manifestation, oftentimes we don't highlight that piece of the puzzle. And sometimes people will sit back and say, "Well, it's not showing up for me. Maybe it's not meant for me." A lot of my clients, they're like, "I think I'm doing it wrong." And really, they're not doing anything wrong. Maybe they have a clear vision. They've got their vision board. You know, they're doing all of the things, but it's not working out for them. And oftentimes it comes down to this one piece where they haven't maybe learned the lessons that they need to in order to progress, because life isn't just supposed to be green lights, right? We come here for growth and to learn and then to be able to help others. So I love that you kind of brought light to that. And I love hearing how that showed up in your own story. And one of the things that I really am curious to hear more about is these leaps that you've made, right? So this leap from like making millions and being on HGTV to jewelry, right? Which is a very different career path. I mean, you've obviously achieved a lot and done a lot of things in your career. Once you found the courage to take that leap, to kind of dive into that purpose and that passion, to do the damn thing, right? That we all have these things in our hearts and our minds that we just don't do. It's like, just do the damn thing. Once you found that courage and you took that leap, how did you start? How did you begin to build it out, to energize it, get momentum around it, and turn it into a real thriving business?
Yeah. So I'm glad that you asked me that, because it was very hard, especially when you're in a place of, you know, you're thinking, "Oh my gosh, I feel like I'm so depressed right now. How do I create something so magical that people are going to love this when I can see the vision, but I feel like I'm not there. I'm not ready." You know, and you get to where you're like, "Oh my gosh, I'm doing it again. I'm telling myself these negative things. I'm not ready. I can't do this. I'm not going to be able to inspire anybody. I'm laying on the floor." Before I went, Yes, you can. I am going to do this. I am going to create this. I am going to do this on the dang floor. I am going to put so much energy into this that it's not going to matter where I think that I am in my life. And I'm not going to go back to that dark place where I was going. It was gone. It was happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I changed it to, I am doing this. So I literally, when I had a voice to text because I couldn't use my right arm. So I start voice texting in my notes, my Lindsay K collection. And I just start like just journaling pretty much through voice texting. You know, this is where I want the inspiration to be. And I would lay there for hours and I just have bullet points and bullet points. And then I'd go back through them, you know, and I just start pretty much journaling through these voice clips. And the vision became so clear. And when I would read over them, I would read, oh my God, like how would I get more inspired by myself from just reading all the amazing things that I wanted to do. So, and I would go back to that. So if I woke up one day and I'm like, I was in so much pain, like there was no way, I would go back to that vision board, my list, wherever it was, my affirmations, and I would read through them again. And I would get so, I would be so excited. I would be like, oh my God, I can't wait to do this, can't wait to do this. And I wanted to go live and tell everybody about this, you know, because the positive reinforcements, again, even though they were my own, was like, that's great. Like I started every morning, I would go through that and go through that. And then it would just start happening and things were coming. And it was like more visions were coming into my life. And I really, really got close to my fate. I actually am getting a tattoo here. Well, actually, I'm going to get it right here.
All right.
And it's the light.
I love that.
And I've always been a faithful person my whole life. I've always had a calling towards God and towards healing and towards energy. I'm very, very into energy. I have crystals actually in my Lindsay K collection. Actually, one of my crystals.
Oh, I love it. So cute.
So I'm very much into energy because energy never goes away, right?
Correct.
It transfers. Energy transfers, whether it's from you to somebody else or from somebody else to you. So I'm one of those people where if somebody comes in and they have not great energy, I will solely suck that. I can only handle it so much, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is why at a point in our life, we get to a point where we're like, you need to be around the top five people that you really want to be like or want to, you know, because you are going to become like the five people that you hang out with the most. Or you're going to get the things from them as far as growth from those people. So started, you know, going into my Bible more. I started going to church more when I could, of course. You know, I did a lot of researching online of just faith things and inspirational things. And I did a lot of Googling and just a lot of mindset training and affirmation. It was super important to me every day. I would do it in the morning when I would get up and I would do it before I would go to bed. Because I realized in the morning when I would get so happy and so excited that throughout the day, you know, your energy gets drained. It just does.
Yes.
For everything. That when you get to the end of the day, you're feeling tired and you're like, oh, but I was like, wait a second. I remember this morning when I was so jazzed. So I'm like, yeah. I want to go back to that. Let me open those pages back up. And then you read them and you're like, oh, yes. So waking up, going to a good mindset and going to sleep with a good mindset was just really changing my whole life, everything. And it was bringing in all the positive things and all of the, you know, good things in life and taking away all the negative things. And starting any business, I always tell people this because they're like, how do you have so many businesses? How do you do it? You just have to decide.
Yes.
Get in the right mindset. Get in a good system. But first, you have to decide that you're doing and you got to go all in.
You got to commit.
You know, you have to. You have to. And that might mean, I'm not going to watch my, you know, Game of Thrones this season. Or I'm not going to go, you know, go out for dinner every week. I'm not going to go to the bar. I'm not going to go, you know, on this trip, I'm not going to go to every single event that I really want to go to because I need to stay here and do the dang thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. And I think it's so true. It's, you know, you got to have focus. You have to be committed. But if you try to commit, but then still do all the other things, then you're going to find yourself in a place of burnout.
Yeah.
So you do have to really decide and claim your future.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Claim your future. That's the takeaway. Okay. So for anybody who is listening to this, who maybe has some really big dreams and perhaps they're outside of or beyond what they're doing now, maybe completely left field from something that they have been super successful in, and maybe it feels really far out of reach, like so big that they'll never get there. What advice would you give them as somebody who has once again taken these really giant leaps from, you know, one kind of industry to another and pivoted. Maybe they are not facing the dire circumstances that you are, and so therefore they're not as motivated, or they're still in that fearful state. What would you tell them?
So first off, I would tell them that, you know, and I've kind of have run into this with like, who is your identity? I know we have talked about this when I met you at the Founders Retreat. Your identity as far as what you do in your career does not define you, right? And so if you have a dream, I almost like to tell people, like, get some of those books, like the 10X book, the Love book. Those books, and I was never a reader until really, to be honest. Like, I would read articles. I would go on social media. I would look at all the clips, whatever. And I have never, ever read more books than I have in my life in the last year.
Piles
of books. If a friend said, you need to read this book, I instantly bought it on Amazon. But you have to decide for yourself. First, decide. And then if you're, I don't know how to do this, you don't need to know how to do it. Get a couple books about where you want to be. So say you want to start another business. Okay, well, get the 10X book. Get the Level Up book. Get a book that's going to inspire you so that you can see and hear the stories of other people that had done that in the book that are now moving on to their 10X self or their leveled up self because they didn't know how to do it. We have so much access to knowledge on the internet and with podcasts where don't sit in your chair and think, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do this? I just need to think of the ideas. I need to do it on my own. No, you don't. Go and Google how to start a podcast or how to get into real estate, how to, you know, find a book on it. You know, if you're like, I want to start a jewelry business. I want to start a, you know, health and beauty company. I want to teach classes, workshops. I want to do this. I'm super passionate about it. Don't sit there and try to think that you're just going to think of the answers, because you're probably not. You need to reach out and start doing the hard work of learning, studying, you know, talking with the people that are doing it, going to the events of people where people are hosting what you want to do. Get out of your comfort zone, because then that's really going to get you to be able to do it. There is one thing that people always say. They say, when you're thinking about doing something else in your life, get really quiet. I sometimes agree with to disagree with that. I think it depends on what you're doing, because sometimes if you're, you know, doing a live on social media, or say that you don't or whatever, but you mention to a person, I'm all about connecting. You say to your brother, sister, whatever, you know, I'd really always wanted to teach fitness classes and health classes, but I just don't know where to start. And they might say, oh my gosh, I have a great instructor that was just telling me she was going to start teaching classes or teaching people how to do this. Talk to people, reach out, get connected, because you never know who's got the right connection or how to do it. So sometimes I think getting a little louder about it than getting too quiet is better. I think that the getting quiet part is more so cutting back from those things that aren't making you grow. That's the quiet. Don't go to the bars. Don't go drinking every night. Don't go, you know, don't go shopping every day. That's more of the quiet that I think is quiet. But get loud about how to learn it and how to do it and how to get organized and how to start that business, because you have to learn it from somewhere. You're not just going to all of a sudden manifest how to do it without some sort of
So I think it's helpful to get quiet in the formulating stage when you're like, okay, I think I might want to do this, but I'm not sure how I feel about it yet. You haven't claimed it. You haven't decided, to use your words, and you're still kind of maybe in doubt and fear about whether it's even the right thing for you.
Yeah.
And then once you make that decision, once you commit, I think is the time when you do, to your point, need to energize and benefit from energizing your direction. And by doing that, you open up so many different doors. The universe will come alongside you and will help you to bring it forward, right? And especially if it's aligned to purpose.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. That's exactly right. And I think the quiet parts are your journaling and your, you know, all of that.
Meditation. Breath work.
Every day you have to have it.
Yeah.
Somebody says, oh, I used to go. And I had, at that point, after 10 years of real estate, I had I didn't feel fulfilled anymore, because I was just going, giving, not receiving. And it was like almost like you burn out. Everybody does. And I have a very hard time with, you know, I'm a generator. I'm a manifester. I have lots of energy. I like to go. But I got to a point where I was like, my going was deteriorating me personally, my mindset, my health, you know, all of those things where you get to a point where you have to have the time to heal yourself.
Yeah.
No matter.
I always say there's different types of being busy. Like being busy isn't objectively bad, but if you're busy with too many things that are draining your energy versus things that you are excited about that light you up, like meditation is being busy, having that as part of your schedule. I have a busy schedule, but my busyness is like my spiritual practice is included in that as well. The things I need to do for my sanity and my mindset. So, and my energy. So I think that's a really good point. And in that conversation, wrapped up in that, as a single mom who is running multiple businesses, super successful, tell us, what are some of the things that you do to protect your energy or any of the small tweaks that you make to your life to ensure that you are protecting your energy and your time and your family?
So I have become very, very strict about protecting my energy. And, you know, it's hard because when you want to help people, right? You want to help everyone.
Oh, yeah.
When you get to a point where you realize I cannot say yes to everything. I can't answer everything.
Yeah.
I can't
feel that.
Every email. You know, I can't be on social media and reply back to every message. You have to have the times where you have peace. It's almost like you need to set up, you know, hey, if you are having this issue and you want to talk about it, schedule something with me. Or, you know, you have to get in a way where you're okay with saying no. You know, don't answer that phone call if you know that that person's just calling to talk about stuff that you don't care about. And it's okay to make it very clear, which I have, you know, and I don't want to say, I like to think I'm very positive all the time, but I never wanted to hurt anybody's feelings, right? But right. I came to a point where, you know, a friend would call me and they've been a friend for 20 years and very negative. All they talked about was gossip and just all the things. And I just got to a point where I said, hey, I love you so much as a person. But when you call me, I just want to like have a positive thing. Like I want to talk about travels and business and your children and positive things so that we're excited to talk to each other instead of any of the negative stuff, you know, and me even just having the, I thought I would lose friends. It made our relationship stronger, you know, where the people that I said it to that were here for the right reasons were like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. You're right. Like that is so draining. And I'm like, yes, let's inspire each other, not bring each other down to a negative level. And it changed both of us.
Yeah.
People that I said it to or had to ignore message, I said, hey, listen, every time you contact me, it's not very positive and I'm just trying to keep that out of my life. And the people that weren't here for the right reasons, they're gone.
I think that's the beauty of boundaries is you give people an opportunity to raise their own standards. You give people an opportunity to see something that they can't see from inside of themselves that they can then go and work on if they so choose to. That helps them elevate their own life.
Yeah. So the protecting your energy, you've got to do it because you'll get burned out. You'll go into depression. You'll go into these negative things where you just sometimes, and then people, they'll notice, you know, don't return their phone calls. Don't return their text messages. But have that conversation with them. Don't just ghost them, but say, you know, send them something that says, hey, I'm just really at a point in my life where I'm trying to protect my energy and I just need the space for myself right now.
You know, it's awesome. Yes, I love that. Super tangible and just really bringing the focus back to simple things. I feel like it's the simple things that we lose sight of in the busyness and the hustle and bustle of life. And I appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah, absolutely. The one thing that I do every day, no matter what, because I love music, big music person. It feeds my soul. It brings me back. And I'll have several times a day where if I'm, you know, working on emails and I'm doing this and I'm trying to get ready for this and I'm like, oh my God, oh my gosh, I'm starting to feel like a little like, I will just put my phone down. I will go outside. I will ground myself. I love to put my feet in the grass. And I will put some sort of soothing music on for like 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
I love that.
With that, we always think, but I got to keep working. You working in that crazy busyness is not getting anything done.
No, not at all.
5 to 10 minutes to just ground yourself, calm all of this. It will only make what you actually needed to get done much more organized in your brain and much quicker because you've given yourself that time to reason.
I agree 100%. That's such good advice. And I stamp that as well. Do it. Yeah. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do that today now. You've inspired me. I'm going to go do that this afternoon.
Sometimes if I'm not able to get in the grass, like if I was showing a house or something, I drive in the country for 5 minutes with the window down and the music playing. Like,
yeah,
if you're busy,
fresh air.
Right. Or in the winter, obviously, I have stuck my feet in the snow. I have done it, actually.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that.
Fresh air, just getting back to nature. So.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I so appreciate you sharing your story so vulnerably and all your advice. Super helpful for listeners. Where can people find you if they want to check out your jewelry, if they want to follow your story?
Absolutely. So you can find me on Instagram. I'm at Positively Lindsay Kate. My jewelry collection is at Lindsay Kate Collection, but you can get there from my Positively Lindsay Kate. And then on Facebook, I'm just Lindsay Kate. And I have a green shirt on. So you'll be able
to awesome.
There. Yeah.
Great. Well, check Lindsay out on Instagram, follow her on Facebook, and I will link all of that in the show notes. Thank you so much, Lindsay, for being with us, and so appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me. I'll get to see you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Beyond Busy. If you liked what you heard, make sure you hit subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Show us some love by leaving a review and share it with those who may need this message. Want more? Hop on over to Instagram and follow Breakup with Busy. Want to chat one-to-one about these topics in depth? Visit breakupwithbusy.com and grab a time to connect with me directly. Until next time, sending you love and light.